time for another story time. Oh. Now let me tell you about the time I hooked up with this super hot cougar. Fuck. Yeah. She was really hot. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was. Hi. Hi, Hitachi. Yeah. Oh, God. Oof. So I met her on Tinder. And I think the reason I think she is a cougar of the hunting type is because she liked to teach inexperienced women, so to speak. Ah, fuck. And so, I don't know, I'm not too inexperienced, you know, before. I'm not a virgin before her, but, you know, she was hot. I thought she was hot. So, you know, I met her in person, and we went to the Korean spa. The first date, or more of the making sure you're actually a woman and not an axe murderer date. And we went to a Korean spa. So, thing about going to the Korean spa is that you have to get naked. So we got naked, and out comes the hottest body. She was 45, but her body was 20 years younger. Oh my God. I had to try my best not to make any reactions or stare. She was hot. Fuck, she was hot. She had these boobs that were probably fake. I couldn't tell, but oh my God. They were perky, and they were definitely bigger than mine. Mm-hmm. And they're not like humongous, you know, just probably like something like 36C or something like that. But no way it's 36C, because her body was not 36 bandwidth, so, oh my God, so whatever, it looked really nice. fuck, I can't really, and her waist, she had abs, just enough abs, like she just trained it so she doesn't have super duper abs. But enough, and she told me she went to the gym every day. Oh my God. And so, oh yes, so whatever, the rest of the day doesn't matter. Those are not essential to the story. You know, we just dipped in some hot pools of water and went to sauna and sweated and all that stuff. The second time, that was when the stuff happened. We went to this stupid meetup thing, whatever, doesn't matter. She took me home to her place. And it's a very nice apartment. And oh God, fuck. And well, she's in an open relationship, so you know, I don't know if that makes it better, but her wife was in the next room. So I went to her room. And fuck. And well, you know, we cuddled for a bit, and then that's when it started. Oh God. Oh. Yeah. You know, I started kissing her lips. Oh, her lips was great too. So soft. Fuck. Oh, women are just so good. And then. And then clothes started coming off. And there goes her amazing body. I just can't. Oh god. She was just so tight everywhere. Just boom. And then I. Fuck. Oh fuck. And I just kissed her and everything. Oh god. Oh. Fuck. And then I started eating her pussy. Concentrate. And she liked it. Oh, yeah. And I kissed her thighs, you know, as a break before I went back down. And then I flipped over and she kissed me and sucked on my nipples. Oh fuck. Okay. I come too fast. And shit. Fuck. And it felt good. Oh yes. It felt nice. And then. And then we kept kissing each other. And then. That was also the night I found out I am not a fan of scissoring. It's not worth it. It's definitely not worth it. I'd rather hump a girl than scissor her. But we did it anyways. And it was nice. I just didn't like it because it was so much effort, you know. But it still felt good to rub. My pussy against hers. God, okay. Oh, okay. Fuck. I'm so sorry. I got distracted for a moment there. Fuck. Where was I? All right. We're kissing. We're scissoring. Oh, God. God. It wasn't a long encounter. Oh, God. I'm really wet now. Fuck, okay, my eyes are rolling back. Alright, and then I was really nervous because the last few times I've been to a woman, they're all, you know, there was a guy involved. It was all like foursomes. I don't know if I did that foursome before. Yeah, I did another foursome before the epic foursome that I had. Oh, that was epic. And so, fuck. And then she wanted me to rub her pussy with my fingers on her clit. And I did exactly that. Oof. And and then I rubbed my fingers against her pussy until she came. Her pussy is so tight. Because she was a Gold Star lesbian. Yep. You know, her pussy's never taken any sort of dick before, so it was as tight as you could be. Oof. I could barely fit two fingers in there. It was that tight. And then she has the ass rays and she was coming, and then after shocks lasted like a minute, and then she rolled me over. Oh fuck, okay. And then she started licking my pussy and fingering me at the same time, because that's how you make me calm. Like that. Oh, and I just loved it so much. Okay. Loved it so much. I don't want to see her face buried in my cunt. I'm sorry. I came. I need to come. I'm sorry. It was so nice. Can you see her in like a ponytail with her blonde hair? My head's a little dizzy from coming. So yeah, there's my story of me banging a 45-year-old woman. Well, not 45 anymore. That was a year or two ago. Oh my gosh, she was the hottest lady. Oh. And thanks for listening. Kind of have a mastic.